Just to make sure we're synced, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Odd Dealers. I promised you we'd be bringing back content on a regular basis, and today's a really exciting one. Shiraz and Black Spider-Man, Karabun, really, really missed you guys. Thank you so much on the reception on our first episode of the year with our dear friend Hannah Wilson. It's been really great to continue the progress of Odd Dealers, and like I said, I'm super excited for this one, but I won't lie, I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah,
I'm kind of nervous. I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought this is one of those episodes where I feel like it should only be happening in like a couple of years.
Yeah,
but I'm super grateful. Have an amazing guest on today. Would you mind introducing yourself for the people?
Yo, hi everyone. I'd like to shout out to everyone who knows me. And I'm kidding.
Yeah, this is.
Yo, shout out for having me. The Odd Dealers. I'm known as Jay Carson. I'm Butler Nimhlongo. Yeah, I'm a creative. Yeah, do everything that's under the creative umbrella.
Yeah,
and yeah, you know, like I'm part of life.
Yeah,
I'm life. You know, I'm not in a position, or I'm not classified as, or I'm life.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, I love that, and I was really keen to have you on because I think we relate just on that whole thing of being creative in all aspects.
Yeah,
which I really love. I think we, even just the way we connected, it was actually quite hilarious. We connected through my dad.
Which is
shout out to my dad for marketing Odd Dealers.
Yeah, shout out
as well as you did. Yeah. I mean, you guys connected on the recent Jägermeister campaign that you were involved with, that you were creative directing for, and we'll touch on all of that kind of stuff. So the reason why I was so keen to have you on is because a lot of the audience of Odd Dealers seems to be, or tends to be, guys who are either in like their early 20s or in university, or just trying to figure out themselves a little bit. Not necessarily creatives, but we do tend to attract creatives in general.
Creatives, yeah.
But it's always people who want to kind of explore all aspects of the creative space, which I love. And I love that Odd Dealers has been able to develop that community. Just for people who are watching, and because I think they'll be super inspired by your story and just by things that you're involved with. Tell the people just a little bit about yourself. You know, where you from, family life, and then from there we'll get onto your career and everything. So just about you, how did who is Jay Carson?
I'm from Pretoria, born, raised in Pretoria, birthed in Pretoria. I was raised by both parents. I have a sibling, a little sister. I'm guided by family. You know, I believe in family. I believe in the love that family can give you, the support that your family can give you. Yeah, me, it's about the people that are in my life. For me to be Jay Carson, it starts from the people that really know me, you know, and yeah, my friends, everyone that I'm connected to in my life, they add value to who I am today. You know, like everyone that's close to my heart. Yeah, you guys are just doing the most, and I appreciate everyone who's been there with me from, you know, from the bottom to up, knowing my downs, knowing my lows, my ups. You know, so yeah, you know, I always just want to see myself around people, and especially people also, you know, pure people from the inside, people with pure intentions, people, who really have like a sense of, you know, to show me love on how, like, I share love, because I'm love, I'm life, I'm not part of life, I'm life, I'm not doing love, I'm love. So once you with Jay Carson, you know that like love is involved, you matter, you are loved, you know, and everyone is loved, you loved, you guys are loved, the Odd Dealers is loved, everyone is watching, I love you. So yeah,
I appreciate that, man. You've already shown us so much generosity when you're amazing place as well.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people don't just invite just you know, random people into their space. Into their space. Yeah, and yeah. So we really do appreciate you.
No, no, it's all good, man. You guys are welcome, and yeah,
man. And also, we've already had really cool convos just even prior to this. So like, thanks for just opening up yourself. So I really do appreciate it, man. No. And just before, and going into Korea, and before we get into like the details of that, how did what's your career journey, your career trajectory, really kind of going from the beginning to where you are, to where you are now? So where did it all begin?
It began. I've been doing this for over 15 years. It started me. I think it was about myself wanting to be involved, you know, like in the coolest things that are happening in life. You know, I had to find out what's cool, what's not cool. If it's not cool, how I'm gonna make it cool. You know, I've always been like a guy who had ideas, and these ideas, I wanted to share them with the right people, which are the brands which like I've been working with throughout this journey. And yeah, I was about, you know, just selling my ideas to brands. That's how it started, you know, like I knew how to communicate product. I knew how to position product. I knew how to build strategies and product. I knew how to, you know, like create like a, you know, something which can, you know, really tap into people, like also tapping into markets. And yeah, that's where it started, by me creative directing things, building up ideas for product. Then from then on, yeah, that's my specialty.
Yeah,
that's what I'm good at. Even now, that's what like I do. But then I decided to do art, and I was like, okay, cool, with all this clout that I have in the boardrooms, the capacity that I have, the contacts, the networking I've built, knowing the ins and outs of the industry, of the brands, and I can just pick up a phone call and call someone who would really say, yeah, let's jump in it right now. So, but like, I was like, okay, cool, let me just come up with a monogram, and this monogram I'm applied on product, since I know the guys who own the product, I know the guys who run these brands and companies. And I was like, cool, let me get this monogram to these guys so they can apply it on product. So that's how it started. Like, my idea was to have a monogram, and wanted to see that monogram being applied on product. So my monogram is the most influential thing that has ever happened in our generation. You know, so my patterns, my everything from now itself being a trend, every brand wants to tap into that, wants to work on that monogram, and I'm doing a good thing, you know, shows that I'm doing a good thing. Even if I have renowned brands stealing, or maybe doing something similar, or, you know, but I'm the pioneer, I'm the guy behind that. So I love it for myself to see people using that monogram, and yeah, use it, guys. It's I made this for you. I made this for y'all. I didn't create this monogram just to keep it for myself. It's for you guys. It's for y'all to use. It's same as, yeah, people will reference Basquiat. People will reference Andy Warhol. People will reference Keith Haring. So now it's my time. It's time for Jay Carson to be, you know, to be Andy Warhol. It's just time for Jay Carson to be Basquiat. You know, I am on that level in the art industry, and I'm the leader of everyone in that industry. You know, so I'm the leader of everyone in that industry. You know, like, I mean it, I know it, I'm doing it, and I am, you know, like, I lead. I was leading from since I started this journey. I always wanted to see myself as a decision maker. I always wanted to see myself to be talking to the right guys. If at that point I'm not the decision maker, but like, I'll get hold of the decision maker. I don't want to hear from someone who'd be like, okay, I'll forward you, I'll reference you, or blah 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 blah. Most of the time when people refer me, it never works out. Mm. I'm the guy who needs to speak to the guys. You know, I'm the guy. No one can speak for me.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I lead. You know, I lead with intention. And as the leader of everyone in the art industry, I think now it's time also for people to really know that he's our leader.
Mm.
He's the guy. Okay. He's the guy because I say I'm the guy because I'm really the guy.
Mm.
I'm the only guy who makes their own briefs for the brands and the brands using the briefs. And those briefs are created for myself.
Mm.
I tell brands to say, we're going to work on this campaign. These are the specific outcomes. This is the budget. These are timelines.
Mm.
That's how I want to roll it out. I'm the only guy who does that. Mm. Everyone is being approached or they have to work on the brand's calendar. They have to fit into the brand's portfolio.
Mm.
I don't do none of that.
The brand set the timelines.
Yeah, they set the timelines. I do those things myself.
Yeah,
I do briefs for myself, for the brands, you know? The brands, they the only thing that the brand, the role that the brand plays is taking out money, you know? Taking out money, making this project to success, you know? So yeah, I'm the only guy who does that. People have managers, people have friends, people have, I don't have any friends that I can say, yo, this guy, yo, I had to know people to do this thing. No friend came to me and picked up and say, yo, let's go.
Yeah.
You know, so, or no one saw me and said, like, this guy's talented. No, it didn't work like that for me.
I do have a...
It didn't work like that. You know, like it worked organically.
Yeah.
And some people, how it works for them, is for them being friends. They're trying to be part of the circle. They're part of, be part of the caliber. Yeah, yeah. Mm. I don't want any of that. I'm chilling. I'm always home. Mm. I'm always home. I'm home. You know, if you want me, I'm here. Yeah. So I don't want to... I can't be lost in this thing, you know. I can be lost. I lead. Leaders don't get lost, because if I get lost, what about my followers? What about the people coming behind me?
People that you're leading,
you know, because I'm gonna get everyone lost. So do you think we don't have much leaders? People think they're leading, but they just crushing the wall, man. And when they crush the wall, they make even the ones that are coming back behind them like to crash also. It's like you driving and driving, and I don't know that like you're gonna hit a brick.
Yeah.
Then when you hit a brick, what's gonna happen like to the other cars behind, like
right.
So yeah, that's what happens with the people who think they lead and they're not leading. All they do, they're driving us to the wall. They're dragging us to the drain. They, you know, like you're driving me to the mud. I get stuck, I get dirty. Now what?
I do have a question.
Yeah.
I remember I was listening to your interview on the corner of Jutta and Dibia.
Yeah.
And one thing that kind of stood out to me.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
One thing that stood out to me, well, or like a, maybe a phrase or something that I wanted to ask you when we had this opportunity. Is a, and you've basically touched on it, but I'd like to, it would be cool to expand a bit more about like owning your brand. Because and also wanted to title the this episode "Owning Your Brand."
Owning your brand.
Because I do like how you, like, basically articulated that whole essence of it.
Yes.
So just even for people watching, because there was a question that I wanted to also re-ask.
Yes.
About how to approach brands.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess my first question is, what does it mean to you to own your brand, especially now as creatives? Like, you know, we, like you're saying, we're in an industry now. Or in a frame now where in a space where there's a bunch of different trends happening all at the same time, and you know, you're trying to figure out yourself, and or do you take pieces from this and this, and trying to develop your brand is quite difficult, I would say, for a lot of people. But for you,
what
does it mean to own your brand? Yeah.
You know a lot of people, what they do, right?
Mm.
They say nothing is original.
Yeah.
What I like about this question, what does it mean to own your brand? You see, to own your brand.
Mm.
I'm the creator of that particular brand.
Mm.
And the deeper meaning is that I'm the origin of this brand, you know? And people like saying nothing is original. The deeper meaning for me, only my brand is originality, bro. I don't steal like an artist. I don't take references. I don't, like, ideas for me, they're in the air, man. I catch them. That's the deeper meaning of me owning my brand. I always try to create things that are not there.
Yeah.
Like my monogram. People will never understand the monogram. Like, why are you doing pet? What does it mean? It means originality. It's what was going on my mind. It's not reference. It's not planned. It's not like I saw a picture then, or maybe I drew someone's face. No. It's the deeper meaning of owning my brand, you know, the consistency, the collabs coming, always, you know, being unpredictable, you know. So people most of the time they're predictable. We know what he's gonna do, you know. We know what he's gonna do. We know. But with Jay Carson, you don't know what's next. That's the deeper meaning of me owning my brand. I don't know what's next. You know, like, I'm a hustler. That's the deeper meaning of owning my brand.
Yeah.
I need to catch that bread. I need to make that bag.
Yeah.
I need to pull up in the foreign. You know, I need to shine. I need to, and say, yo, bro, it's weight. I need to push weight.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the deeper meaning of owning my brand. I won't lie and say, no, owning my brand is because of the meaning is that, yo, man, I'm here to make a change. I'm here to show people that, like, yo, it's possible. This thing is possible. This is how it's done. I'm not only showing them that, like, it's possible. This is how it's done.
Yeah.
That's the also deeper meaning of me owning my brand. I'm not trying to sell people something that's not there. I'm not selling dreams. I'm showing people that, like, this thing is possible. I can do it. Can get like a collaboration now with Birkenstock.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. I can get any brand. I can get a hold of anyone. That's the deeper meaning of owning my brand.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the deeper meaning of, it's renowned. It's there. People know about it. They're inspired by it. They want something from it. You know, like, they love it, you know. And I also share love, you know, like, it's a love situation. It's it's a love situation. It's something which, you know, it's deep.
Yeah.
The meaning is deep. The meaning is, it's beyond deep.
And even. for people watching, like, how do you approach a brand?
I call them.
Mm.
I call them.
Mm.
I get the number. Call the office.
Mm. So you just cold call.
I call them.
Mm.
Call them and say, refer me to your marketing manager in office. If the marketing manager doesn't answer the phone, I'm asking for the email. Then you'll get guys which are like the receptionist who's trying to be gatekeepers, and they go like, we're not allowed to give out their emails, blah blah blah. You can send an email to info@ blah 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 and be like, this person is just taking me serious.
You're
telling me that I should send an email to an info. I want the direct guy.
Mm.
I can send an email. What if she doesn't forward it? What if, like, that guy, like, yo, the decision maker, when, like, they see my email coming in referred by their receptionist, they won't take me serious.
Because,
like, they'd be like, okay, this is how he can get hold of us. He needs to, you know, so I need that guy. He needs to ask themselves, where did this guy get my email? But I like his idea. Let me hear more about him. You know, like, he's straight to the point.
Yeah.
First 30 seconds of the email, I already know what I want to do. I already know, you know. So yeah, man, I approach them. I call them. I call straight the marketing managers, the brand managers, the executive directors, and everything. I make sure, you know, if I want to deal with something now, maybe like on my phone, looking at something, then I see whatever company or brand, we're like, okay, today, let me check how I can get their numbers. Then if it's an international company, invest in that, you know, airtime to call and say, yo, you know, like, please, you know, and I follow up. And that's how I approach a brand. I come clean, like, it's straight, it's traditional. Then also it's about what you're sending to them, right? So for them to be interested. So that's why I say my ideas are super powerful. They're beyond possibilities. It's like it's Goku, you know. You know, it's Goku. I have a spirit bomb. I have a spirit bomb, you know. It's a spirit bomb. It's a superpower. You know, it's a serious superpower. I could be part of the Avengers of what I'm doing, man. Like, I have superpowers to speak to brands. I feel like God blessed me with superpowers to speak with brands. You know, like, I have superpowers. I have superpowers to get collaborations with the dopest brands in the world. I have superpowers to be cool. You know, that's what God gave me. He gave me superpowers, man. Superpowers to approach the guy who has that $2 million. I have that superpower. You know, it comes with powers. You know, like, you can't negotiate $2 million without that. You need to have the power to negotiate for $10 million. You start by having the power to negotiate 2,000 rands. Then you'll negotiate, you'll talk 250,000. You know, like, you move. How are you going to talk for 250 million if you've never even, like, never experienced the power of 2 million?
Yeah.
So I have the superpower, those kind of superpowers, and they work, bro. Like, they really work. God blessed me with that, and I thank him, because it's not easy. People can chill, say, I want money, but they don't have the superpower to make the money.
Yeah,
you know. So that superpower came with, you know, knowing also, like, where is this money at? Where is this money at? I can't say I want money and I don't know where it's at. I need to know where's the money at. You know, like, people always say, I want money. But where are you going to find the money? Where? Yeah. It's not about money, but where are you going to find it? You know, you need to know where is the money. I need to know that I have superpowers to show people that, like, I can outsource money. You know, like, I can outsource fundings. And besides, it's not about the money, but at the end of the day, they mustn't lie to you. Like, even like, anyone, bro, wakes up to get that paper. They wake up to, you know, so you can live. For me, it's no longer about money anymore. It's about having money.
I hear what you're saying. And what
without making money, having.
Mm.
It's not about making money, it's about having it or coming from it. Or you can make money. That's why people wake up every day and go to work. I don't wake up. I don't do anything. God also gave me superpowers to chill. Not to work, overwork. That's another superpower. That's my greatest power. I'm sure even Tony Stark would want that power. Even Goku or Superman or Batman, Spider-Man would want that power. The power to chill. I'm still generating income. Not going anywhere, not waking up, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. I don't need to paint every day. Maybe it's been over 2 years since I haven't painted now. Like, these things, I painted them a long time ago, but, like, artists paint every day, painting. You know, but I have the powers to chill and still make progress of my life. Yeah.
And what
it's approach, approach, how I approach brands is superpowers.
I dig that. Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah. And I guess it's a two-part question, but, like, what motivates you? What inspires you now? Like, are you inspired by, you said you get the ideas from the air that you said earlier. You know, what inspires Jay Carson? Like, what inspires the trade, the look?
You know, I'm inspired by life. You know, I'm happy that I'm life. That's my whole inspiration. I'm inspired by the trees. I'm inspired by the waters, the skies, the sun, people, consistency, future, you know. You know, like, I'm inspired. Like, I build on experiences, life experiences. I build on such things, you know. Like, I've created dope things from just having an experience of life. By going somewhere, meeting someone. I can meet people and be inspired and want to build something. I can manifest into something because I met you or you told me about something. Yo, I met this person and it's a real thing. I met this person when I get back home. I said, you know, I want to do this. There's something that I want to do, you know, like, because I saw that person, right? Or I met that person, or, like, it's like that. Like, I find myself in spaces where when I come back home and chill, I've drawn inspiration from what I've experienced.
Mm.
So even like an art project, if I want to create like a series of art works, and it's inspirational. Look, now I'm thinking of doing this because I'm inspired by this person.
Mm.
My girlfriend inspires me. My family inspires me. Yo, I'm inspired by different elements of life.
And I think it's important, especially as creatives, to have multiple things to, to inspire you.
Yeah, I don't have like a specific thing.
Which is good. I totally agree with it. Yeah.
I can't say I'm inspired by Kanye West.
Mm.
No. Or I'm inspired by, I can't say, I don't have I'm my own idol.
Mm.
I'm my own hero. My own leader.
Mm.
My own president. My own, I'm my own landlord, my own boss, everything that rules, I'm that.
Mm.
Yeah, if in life there's a point of, this is our big boss, what, follow this guy, that's gonna be me, the guy, which people will be following. Our free people, it's bad.
And, you've done some really cool stuff throughout the years, and but I want to ask, like, do you have a favorite collaboration or partnership that you've done recently?
Everything that I'm doing is my favorite thing.
Mm.
You know, this is my favorite thing. Being on this podcast, talking and sharing knowledge is my favorite thing.
Mm.
Where I see myself involved, that's my favorite thing, because there's some Jay Carson in it. It's my favorite, you know? I'm my favorite person.
Mm.
So everything that I see and do and apply myself into, it gotta be like someone, also someone else's favorite. I'm everyone's favorite, you know?
Mm.
I'm everyone's favorite. I'm in the industry, I'm like a Porsche. Same with Yeezys, the Lamborghini of sneakers. Huh?
Mm.
You know, I'm Jay Carson is the Porsche of the industry. I'm like a Porsche. Pull up on my Porsche, getting off gas station, you ask yourself, who's this guy? Because of the Porsche, you know? And yeah, I'm treated like a Porsche. I have nothing wrong, right? Yo, when they look at me, it's like they're seeing their favorite car or their dream car. You know, I'm the guy, I'm everyone's dream. I have everyone's dreams. This is crazy what I'm about to say. I have everyone's dreams, meaning people, when they see me, they see this guy is living my dream life. That's what I dream of. He's driving my dream car. It's that thing, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
He's living my dream home.
Mm.
I have all the dreams that people want.
Mm.
Yeah. That's my other superpower. Yeah, I'm the Porsche, I'm the Ferrari of the industry. Even if you pull up with your Mercedes or BM, we don't see you. They only see Ferrari, they only see the Porsche, they only see the Rolls. Foreign, you know? It's there on the side. Doesn't need to park with others and on the road with different, and it's on its own lane, you know, it's there on its own lane. Yeah, I have everyone's dreams, bro. Like, yo guys, I got your dreams, man. I got your dreams, like, yeah, hard, like,
shout out to my dealers in the room.
I got your dreams, trust me. I am everything that you're dreaming of. I am. If you want to dream yourself in a private jet, yeah, I'm the type of thing. I'd be like, when they look at me, it's like, this nigga's living my dream life. That's some powerful thing. That's a proper flex, right? Who flexes like that?
Yeah.
Ain't no flex. It's a dream. And I respect people's dreams because people need to dream. Even when I say this, I want people to dream, you know, like to say, I want to be this thing. I want to be, see how hard it is. I want to be at a yacht somewhere in the, you know, wherever, in a different foreign country. I want to say it, dream about it. Because when you see it on your phone, you wish. Yeah, I'm everyone's wish, man. And people are wishing great things for me. I love it, bro. And also me as a wish for other people. It's like, I wish, you know. I wish I would meet Justin Bieber. That's what maybe people will say. I wish I would meet Barack Obama, Jay-Z. There are people who wish to know Jay Carson. I know. I see it. I get messages. People go like, what? And I was, God, you're giving me superpowers every day now. People are wishing. They're wishing to see Jay. I'm your dream, nigga.
And before we end, you know, we had a quick convo off camera. And I thought it was quite cool to ask you how your 2023 has gone so far.
Yes.
And we're talking about healing. Recovery. And I thought it was quite a cool thing to end the pod on, you know. And obviously we'll collaborate more throughout the months. This won't be the last episode for sure. But obviously, how has your year been so far? You said this is a year of recovery, healing. What did that mean to you? Yeah, what does that mean for you?
It's a year of healing. It's a year of recovering. Recovering from 2022, from, you know, what we left behind, the people. I'm a really, really emotional person. So when I talk about healing and recovering, it's myself trying to connect back with the universe. You know, like for some few weeks in December, throughout my holidays, I completely lost my connection with the universe. I was losing everyone that I love and my closest people at heart. I was, you know, it was God. I think God is like, you know, it's not, you know, when a snake sheds, it's not easy. You know, when the snake sheds the skin, meaning like new life, you know, it's not easy. That transition is not easy, bro. Like to say, from Mercedes-Benz to Porsche, it's not easy, you know. So it's like moving from here to there. It's a transition. It's you're pulling to go hard, you know. So I'm healing from all those emotional things which made me not to connect with the universe, you know. And I don't have a problem with anyone or life, and I'm not blaming life, anything, bro. It's God, it's transition, it's change time, you know. There's a lot of things that are happening in life, very dark. the devil is trying to rule everyone now, and people gotta be aware that, like, even like, you know, God like eliminates the same time, even like, no, now that's what people need to hear me. Yo, I need you guys to know, listen to this. You see, this year, when like the devil, just know God doesn't waste time now, bro. He moves you out of the picture now. Like, so even me as a son of God, association is big. And as a son of God, I don't blame the people with those traits, with evil traits, malicious intents. Those are not the people I will fight. I won't fight the devil's people. I want the devil. I want to fight him. Because I know if I defeat the devil, I'm saving lives. You know, like, I'm saving lives. Life will change. Imagine if we defeat the devil. But like, we always defeat the devil. But like, imagine forever. Because I defeat the devil today, tomorrow, I'm tired of this guy. You know, so he needs to like completely move out the picture, you know. So yeah, it's part of my healing also, because I fought that guy, I won the battle, I'm back home, I'm chilling, I'm just nursing my wounds. It's 2023, it's that posh life, it's the Louis Vuittons, it's the Gucci's, it's the Balenci Chanel's, it's the YSL, it's the Rolex, it's the champagnes, it's the private jets, it's the yards, 7-star hotels, Michelin star restaurants, breakfast croissant, iPhone 14, you know, Bentley, Maybach, Rolls Royce, house, beachfront, California, Beverly Hills, Calabasas, New York City.
That's the vision.
You know,
that's the vision.
New York City, Miami, Paris Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, Virgil Abloh, Nihu Farrah Williams, Kanye West, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Rihanna, A$AP Rocky. Vibes, you know? Yeah, 2023, you heard it. You heard it.
That's the vision.
Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it. Yeah, like, do that. Be on your Beyonce, baby girl. Be on your Jay-Z, niggas. Be on your Ye level. Be on your Pharrell. Elon Musk, speaking right now on the Art Dealers. The Elon of 2023, you know? I'm saying it now. I'm the Elon Musk of the year. Let's try again in 2024, man. Because I'm done.
I'm excited for that.
Petrus Motsepe, don't forget.
Petrus Motsepe.
Yeah, don't forget Petrus Motsepe.
Petrus, guys.
Yeah, don't forget Petrus Motsepe. Don't forget. Also, don't forget Bishop Barnabas Lekhanyan. Can I close this with a prayer?
Close with the prayer, my friend.
Yeah. God, thank you for today. Thank you for bringing the Art Dealers into my space. Thank you. They had like a safe journey to my space. And I thank you that they will also arrive back home with you, my Lord. I'm your son here, closing eyes right in front of you. You know what my heart desires. You make me strong every day. I kneel every day. I kneel every day, my God. You know, I speak to you. You know, you know me in and out more than anyone. I thank you for the food. I thank you for the life. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my loved ones, the ones that are closer to my heart. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for the deals. Thank you for the brands. Praying for parents, praying for siblings, praying for success, you know, praying for the people in the hospitals, praying for the doctors, for you, God, to give them the, you know, the knowledge to heal the your people at the hospitals. We're praying for the ones who are sleeping in the streets. We're praying for the ones working up and down, people on the streets, driving up and down, going to work. We're praying for teachers. We're praying for professors. I'm praying for lecturers. I'm praying for the army. I'm praying for the police. I'm praying for all the security guards. I'm praying for all our frontline workers, people who make sure that like we eat, people who prepare food at restaurants. I pray for your kids. Kids are back at school. I pray for all their studies, educators. Pray for everyone. Bless them, Lord. Just bless them with your holy power. We're here kneeling, praying to you every night, my Father. I thank you as your son. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Carson.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Art Dealers. Yeah, Heroes in Black Spider-Man. Yeah. Got up on Lily.
Petrus Motsepe.
Petrus Motsepe.
Shut up. Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Yeah. Guys, share the episode. Thank you for your
time. It's powerful.
It's powerful, man.
Yeah.
But guys, thank you so much. We really appreciate Jay for his time. Thank you for listening, for watching, wherever you're listening or watching. Share that. You know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's your boy, Heroes in Black Spider-Man. Got up on Lily. Peace out.
Peace out.